This is an executive summary of how REITs pay dividends, the 90% distribution rule, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. REITs are popular largely for one reason, their dividends. REIT yields are often substantially higher than typical stocks, and that's not an accident, it's a feature of how REITs are structured and taxed. To keep its tax-advantaged status, avoiding corporate-level tax, a REIT must distribute at least 90% of its taxable income to shareholders each year. This 90% distribution rule is the engine behind high REIT yields. The law effectively forces REITs to pay out most of their earnings, so investors receive substantial dividends. But understanding REIT dividends goes deeper than the yield number. You need to know how distributions are funded, by rental and operating cash flow, how part of a distribution can be a tax-advantaged return of capital rather than ordinary income, and crucially, whether a given REIT's distribution is sustainable, covered by cash flow, or not. This guide explains the 90% distribution requirement, why REIT yields are high, how distributions are funded, return of capital versus income, and the sustainability of REIT dividends. Note that REIT investments carry risk, yields are not guaranteed, and this is educational information, not tax advice. Baker 1031 does not provide tax advice. Verify with your CPA. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.